Signals from Spirit. Various methods spirits use to contact us. After the success of my first book, Talking to Heaven, I was invited to appear in the Oprah Winfrey Show. Oprah wanted to know why spirits could not clearly state their names and any pertinent information instead of my having to hear some random thoughts or see pictures. My response to her was pretty much what I tell other people. First of all, we must realize that there are other levels of consciousness. This means that other dimensions and expressions of life exist beyond the physical one. The time-space ratio and other laws of physics may not apply to these other dimensions. They may be ruled by a system unknown to us. Therefore, spirits won't necessarily communicate in ways that we expect or are accustomed to. As I told Oprah, spirit communication is like speaking a foreign language. Images have unchanging meanings attached to them, whereas names do not. This doesn't mean that the interpretation of the images is always correct. Often mediums misinterpret the pictures. For instance, a spirit tries to convey something to me about a necklace she is wearing. She fingers a locket attached to the gold chain around her neck. I may see her touching her throat, but not see the locket. I interpret the picture as something is the matter with her throat, which would be erroneous. Furthermore, the spiritual landscape is thought. Therefore, spirits communicate to us through telepathic thoughts. As a mental medium, I read these thoughts as feelings, visions, and auditory impulses. I am able to interpret these messages through a common energy that permeates and transcends all levels of existence. I identify it as the God Force energy. Others call it prana. For lack of better words, this energy is love. Love is the ingredient that makes communication on both ends strong and successful. One must also realize that someone who has recently passed on is now in a completely unfamiliar world. A spirit may be a bit confused at first because the physical laws to which it had become accustomed no longer exist. Once a spirit recognizes that it is not dead in the true sense, but very much alive, more alive than ever before.